At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, everyone. Kevin Dawn, the Get Fit Guy here. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I find it can be just so hard to fall asleep at night. My dog, Maverick, who gives no cares at all for how sleep-deprived I might be, always wakes me up at early o'clock to go outside. Oh, and I would like to take this opportunity to tell y'all some more Kevin lore. So every time I tell someone my dog's called Maverick, they say, "Ooh, Top Gun fan, huh?" False. Now, whilst I do love the nostalgia and feel good vibes from any movie from the 80s with their thumping power rock ballads, he is not named after the main character in Top Gun. He is named after the fourth best coffee shop I have been to, which is called Maverick Coffee. And that is in Scottsdale, Arizona. The owner there is an ex-British Olympian in the pole vault, and the shop pays great attention to detail and even make their own milk alternatives in-house. Legit. Okay, so back to sleep. Now, as you know, if you're a regular listener, I used to live in Hong Kong, and it is relentless over there. Everywhere you go, there's people, noise, such a fast pace of life, and it can be very hard to unwind. Because back then, I started having sleep problems, and because I was working full-time coaching martial arts, which basically involves you doing martial arts every lesson, I was just wiped out all the time and couldn't recover. I started going for like vacations with massage and meditation and all sorts of different kind of escapes, like, you know, those sensory isolation pods. But I was always just returning to the same life situation and couldn't get away from bad sleep catching up to me again soon after returning. So I started to do some research and self-experimentation. Now, this is the bit where I tell you that this podcast episode is actually totally invalid because it's based on my subjective anecdotal experience. Yep, sample size of one. But hey, it also says in the title that it's my bedtime routine. So what else did you expect apart from a huge amount of bias? If you've learned anything from my podcast lessons on choosing valid sources of data and evidence, you will stop listening to this podcast now. I know you all love my accent, so I know you're here for it. So, like most people of sound mind would do, the first thing I did when I had sleep problems was go to the doctor. I told the doctor I couldn't sleep. He gave me this drug called Zopiclone. Horrible stuff. Being someone that was into fitness and feeling good, I binned those real fast. So the next thing I did, research into what you would call more holistic alternatives. There's a real nonsense buzzword for you. Another red flag. Anything holistic. Don't touch that with a barge pole. But anyway, let me tell you about my current bedtime routine and why. The first thing is blue light reduction. It has been super well documented in many, many studies that there is a significant effect on the sleep-wake cycle according to the types of light to which we are exposed. There's lots of different colors and spectrums of light across what we can see and what we can't see. Some of these colors of light have an effect on our hormones, blue light, which is the kind of predominant light we get in daytime, but also what we get coming from artificial indoor lighting and devices such as cell phones, laptops, and televisions. Because it's the same color of light we're bathed in during the day, it inhibits the production of your sleep hormone, melatonin. When receptors in your eyes are hit by blue light, they send signals to your brain that it's daytime and not sleepy time. As such, a reduction in blue light will be a great way for you to ensure a more natural rhythm in terms of melatonin production. There are lots of sellers of things like blue light blocking glasses. However, in studies, these have been unproven in efficacy. So rather than wearing a pair of unproven glasses and continuing with devices, I made the choice to just stop using devices 2 hours before my bedtime, which has been great because I've suddenly found time to read a ton of interesting books now that I'm no longer doom scrolling. I also bought an analog clock for beside my bedside, because I found that using my cell phone as an alarm, it was just too tempting to look at my phone at night or even first thing in the morning.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Next up is clean bed sheets. Now, whilst I don't have the time and the world doesn't have enough water for me to wash my bed sheets every day, I have to say I'm a huge fan of freshly laundered bedsheets. Something about the clean smell and feel of freshly laundered linen. Therefore, I do change my sheets more often than the average, which is once a week, to make sure that I feel comfy and cozy. No science really, just how I feel, although I will note that there is research on this from the National Sleep Foundation, and they have found that the smell of clean sheets is relaxing to most people, and this contributes to a feeling of sleepiness. Next up, we got supplements. Now, I do also take a sleep stack of supplements that I find help me to fall asleep. I've tried many different things in many different combinations, and this is what currently works for me. The first thing and one I find most impactful is called GABA, G-A-B-A, and this is gamma-aminobutyric acid, and that is a neurotransmitter. It slows your brain down by reducing signals in your central nervous system. I was first given this by a girl I was dating who swore by it. And I took some and was super sleepy in like 30, 40 minutes. I had a great sleep. Bizarrely though, when I researched GABA, the science came back and said that it wasn't possible for this to have happened because oral GABA is far too large in terms of particle size and it is screened out by the blood-brain barrier. So now I had a conundrum. So I took this and it worked, but science says it doesn't work. So is this a placebo? And if it is a placebo, now that I know it doesn't work, will it no longer work? Well, it didn't stop working. And recent studies have actually shown that in every dose, some GABA does cross the blood-brain barrier. So if you take a high dose of it, which as it turns out I was, you are still going to have that kind of effect. So 5 years later, I still take GABA before bed. Next up is an amino acid called L-tryptophan. Now, you may have heard people talking about a chemical in turkey that makes you feel sleepy. Well, the chemical they're talking about is L-tryptophan. This chemical is the precursor to another, which is called 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, and that in turn is the precursor to the production of serotonin. L-tryptophan has been shown in studies to cause sleepiness, and the increase it causes in serotonin gives you a feeling of well-being. It's also important to note that L-tryptophan absorption is greatly increased when it is taken alongside a carbohydrate. So I do take some carbs at bedtime with my supplements, maybe a slice of toast, maybe a handful of granola or a scoop of ice cream. And finally, I take L-theanine, which is another amino acid. This one is found in green tea and has been shown in studies to relieve stress disorders and improve sleep function. As with anything, it's important you do some due diligence on any supplements that you might take because they might interact with any medication that you might be taking. And finally, it comes down to environment. I make sure I have a good sleep environment. So beside having clean bed sheets, I have blackout curtains to make sure that I don't have any light coming in from street lighting outside. And they're also quite heavy, so they dampen any sound that might come in from passing traffic. I also ensure that the temperature is quite low. In another episode of Get Fit Guy, I covered sleep temperatures, and the optimal temperature is 65 Fahrenheit, somewhere around about 18 degrees Celsius. So I do have my room at 65, and I also have a fan on all the time, not for cooling, but for white noise, because white noise creates a great barrier against any other incoming noise that could disturb your sleep. That's it. That's my bedtime routine. The only thing I have left that disturbs my sleep, but I wouldn't change for all the tea in China, is Maverick, my dog, who likes to jump on the bed or pace about at 6 a.m. and wake me up. But, you know, that's a non-negotiable. Any questions, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Quickanddirtytips.com runs Get Fit Guy podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Brandon Getches, the director of podcasts, and Davina Tomlin, of course, me too, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Send me email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.